Yeah, so like I was saying, you know, he lies, and how, I don't know how you can reason with someone like that.
I don't know either.
But, you know, and if we confront him, he'll just get sneakier and lie more, so I think we should just do away with him and go from there.
All right. And I won't leave him laying out where he can see him. Mm. You know, usually I keep him on my organ.
Yeah, well, he's the one who comes in once a month to fill the tray, so... and he's going to be there in a few days for Christmas, so maybe we should just take them out between now and Christmas, and then after he leaves, take the rest of them out so that he doesn't try to be sneaky-sneak anymore.
Okay, now what do you mean when you say take them out between now and Christmas?
So, because today is the 20th, right?
It is the
20th. And you know, you have a pillbox for every day. It's set up like a month.
Yeah.
So let's take them out between now and Christmas.
Okay, now Jerome, some of these have been taken out. The 18th and 19th and 20th.
Yeah, because you've taken those already this week. So starting with 21 and going through 25, I want you to take out any of those little pink capsules that have been cut in half. And you can show them to me and we'll make sure it's the right one that you're...
Okay. Now, these haven't been cut in half, Jerome, but I'll show you what these are.
Yeah, it's only... I think they're only every other day that he's put it in there, Mom. So it's not going to be in every one.
And is it a half one or a whole one?
It's a half of a capsule. The capsule is pink. And on one side it has an XR, and on the other side it has a 50.
Okay, let me put this one back in my box. This one is not affected by
it. Yeah.
Okie doke.
That is box 21, I guess, right, that you looked at?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I took that one out and laid it over there.
So how many pills do you have in box 21?
Three now. There was four before I took that one out.
Let me double check and make sure I'm telling you right. But...
Jerome, he's low down, dirty, sneaky to be a doctor and do what he does to his mother. What kind of a man is, or what kind of a it person is he? I am not even going to call him a man.
Well, that's, yeah. So, the first thing is that we're going to deal with it. So, you can go ahead. So, you should have... We want to look at the boxes between the 21 and 25... where there are five pills instead of four.
Okay, now this goes from 21 to 24. It has four things.
Okay, very good.
So
put that little, that was a little slick capsule, I think. Go ahead, you can put that one back in box 21, and you'll have four in box 21.
Do I need that one back in, the one that I took out?
Show it to me. I'm pretty sure it's your blood pressure medication.
It's that little skinny...
Yeah, skinny orange kind of... Little.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your blood pressure. You can put that in back in box 21.
Okay.
In box 22, how many pills do you have?
Four.
Just four?
Yeah.
How about box 23, how many pills?
Now, it looks like there's more. There's one, two, three, four, five.
That's going to be one where one of them is a little half capsule.
Yeah, do I need that?
Yeah, show it to me and make sure it's the right one.
Okay. He's a monster of sun, Jerome.
Well, it's...
Can you see this?
No, I can't see anything. I'm seeing the ceiling. You need to bring it... All I see is, you know... There should be a little square in the corner of the screen, Mom, where you can see what I'm seeing. I'm just seeing a little bit of the top of your head. There I see your face.
Yeah, up here.
Yeah, now she, yeah.
See that up there?
Yeah, that's one that's going to go in the commode.
All right.
So that was box number 23, right?
Yeah, that was box 23.
Okay, let's double check boxes 24, and then we're going to go to the to 25. And so how many pills are in number 24?
24 has 5 pills.
Okay, look in there and pull out. There should be a half one, just like the one you took out. And show it to me.
No.
Huh?
Well, don't have a half of one, Jerome. I have a whole one. Let me pour these out in my hand so I can see.
Okay.
Yep, here's a half of one. You want that took out?
Yeah, show it to me. I can't see from this angle, Mom. You may need to adjust your screen a little bit.
Okay, let me get it fixed so you can see it.
Yep, that's the second one we have found. Put it with the other one to go into the commode.
All right. Okay, now let me drop these back down in this, the ones that we're keeping.
Yeah, back in box 24.
Okay, close that up and put this back in my tray over here.
Yep.
Okay, now what about 29, 30, and 31?
I tell you, the two little half ones that you took out, go ahead and flush them down the commode right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to wait for you while you do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to throw them in. I'll go back and flush them when I get through with all of this.
Okay. Okay, you can go ahead and put that little tray back in the big tray.
Okay.
And now I want you to double check in box number 25.
For 25?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over here from this end. Okay.
How many pills are in box 25?
4 holes and 1 half.
Take the half out, and I want you to show it to me so we can double check it.
Okay. Let's see if I can turn it around. It has a little bit of writing on it. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it or not.
Yeah, it's... you need to pull it down a little bit. You're holding it too high. It's kind of blurry, so I can't read the writing, but that's it. So you can throw that one in the commode as well.
All right. Okay, now go to box 26.
Because Jeff will probably come up for Christmas, and we'll let him think that the rest are still in there, and then after he leaves, we'll get rid of the rest. We're gonna out sneak the sneaky.
Yeah. Jerome, I thought, you know, he's a doctor. He's a pharmacist. I thought, you know, he was directing me right. He's not. He could cause me to get very sick.
Well, and yeah, and so. Go ahead and put that one in the toilet with the other two and flush it, because we're done for now.
Okay, and there's three that's going in there, three hives that I had laid over the table too a while ago.
Yeah, go flush all three of those right now. Okay, And you can put the rest of ever all your vitamin, I mean all your pills back in the tray and put it back on the organ. And
that's 25 through 28 that's going back in the tray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after he leaves on Christmas, we will take out the rest of them.
29 through 31.
Yeah. So.
Okay, now, Jerome, he left some extra white ones here that's just stored over here in this nice little thing.
The white ones are fine. That's something for your diabetes, and it's fine. It's just that little half one that we don't want you to take.
Okay. All right, so we're through with this.
We're through with this, and we can talk now. So.
Okay. Jerome, I believe he's crazy, and I believe he's trying to kill me.
Okay. He's not trying to kill you, but it's not ethical, it's not honest, it's really low down. But he's always lied, and...
Jerome, I know I told you this, but Laura said one day he came home from school early, and she said, well, Buck, what are you doing at home? And he said, well, school burned down today. Jerome, a lie like that, telling his mother and knowing she's going to find out the truth.
Well, yeah, that was Dad, and maybe Jeff got it from Dad, but I've caught him in a lot of lies, and I've just learned not to get too upset, because that's just, you know, how he is. I just know not, you know, to be careful with anything he tells me, and if it sounds like a lie, it probably is, and...
And don't take nothing he gives you.
Well, yeah, I mean, just accept it, and then after he leaves, we'll throw it in the toilet.
Yeah. You know what I had planned on doing before you called to tell me this tonight? I was planning on taking these pills that's in that box over there to Dr. Douglas when I go see him in a week or two.
Yeah.
And ask him if there's anything in there I don't need that I don't like to take medicine.
Yeah, I don't... So, this is a... Jeff has been very sneaky the way he got you this. Mom, I would love to see your face. Can you position the iPad? There it is. There we go. Yeah, so... No, now it's... Okay, now I can see... Well, I can see the bottom half of your... There we go. He got this from a... So, you get all of your stuff from Kroger.
Yeah.
And I can log into your Kroger account, and I can see whatever prescriptions and who has prescribed them. I can see all the info.
Wonderful.
But this one, he got through a different pharmacy.
And he did that on purpose, didn't he?
So that I wouldn't notice, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he wrote the prescription or if he called Dr. Douglas and told Dr. Douglas a lie and got Dr. Douglas to write it.
Jerome, I'll have to see Dr. Douglas in a week or two. Do you want me to tell him, you know, not to honor any prescriptions from anyone?
I'm going to think about it in the next few days. Right now, I'm really upset, and I don't want to do anything. The main thing I wanted to do is what we just did. We got those in the toilet.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure that you're not on those, you know, unless... Unless you think you need to be on them, I think you need to be on them, but right now we're not in agreement. And
Jerome, think about this. He's a pharmacist,
yeah.
He's a doctor, and you will still prescribe something that could be harmful to me?
Without lying to me about it, because he knows I don't think you need this. And he was very, very underhanded. He told, you got a package from Shannon Pharmacy and you told me the name, and I looked it up on Saturday. And I texted Jeff a long text. I said, we need to talk about this. It took him a day to call me back. And I said, Jeff, Mama's got this package. I do not think she needs to be on this drug. And he goes, oh, Jerome, that was a mistake. Ann Childers works one day a month up at Shannon Pharmacy, and I called her, and she has apologized. She said there's another Miss Carney in Shannon, and it was sent to you by mistake, and that just sounded real fishy to me. But I didn't, you know. But yeah, he's. I mean, he. You know, and how. when someone lies like that, how can you confront them? Because they're just going to tell a bigger lie.
Another one. They're going to tell the one to cover the first one.
So, and you know, and so I don't, so I'm going to think about it, pray on it. I talked to a couple of my friends about it because I'm just, I got really upset. I mean, this is a big lie he's told. And
One that could be harmful, Jerome.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought of calling the Georgia State Medical Board, but you know, that would, if he lost his license, he would lose his income, he could lose his house, you know.
Well, maybe he needs to. I mean, you know, telling lies causes you to suffer consequences.
Mm. But right now, we're going to keep it between us. We're going to make sure you don't take any of those, and we're going to figure out, we're going to pray on it, we're going to think about it, and we're going to figure out what we do.
You know, Jerome, I don't think I will take any prescription that he writes and I pick up at the pharmacy.
No, I mean, right now you're taking 4 pills a day. We know what those are. We know why you're taking them. You're taking 1 for your diabetes, 1 for blood pressure, and 2 for memory. And those are all, I've read up on those. Those are fine, you know. But the mood disorder, I don't think you have a mood disorder. I think, like everyone, you occasionally get irritated, but I don't think you have a mood disorder. And I don't think you need to be on a mood disorder drug.
And Jerome, yeah, it's got bills. Jeff's name on it, I'm not going to take it.
No, well, yeah, and well, talk to me and we'll figure out exactly what it is and whether it's something you need or not. And
okay.
And you know that we're on FaceTime every day and I can see exactly what's going in your mouth, and if I have any reason to doubt it, I will tell you not to take it.
I'm glad we have FaceTime because I can show you the pills.
Yeah.
So you can see them.
But yeah, for now we're going to keep this between us, and
we're going to
figure out, you know, what to do, because I'm just afraid if I confront him, you know, what will he do next? Will he try to sneak it into your insulin pen you take? I don't know. And so this way we know what we're dealing with, and he thinks he's getting away with it, even though we won't let him.
Mm-hmm. And I take my shot and they take the pen back to them.
And that's fine, but we're gonna have to stay on top of this to make sure that you're getting medicines you need and not medicines you don't need.
Jerome, I just don't know about him. I mean, he knows that I don't need to take that medicine. He absolutely knows. He knows medicine. He's a pharmacist and a doctor.
Yeah.
So you know what, Jerome? That tells me he don't give a shit about me. Just take whatever I send you. Don't question it.
No. Yeah. When you're doing the right thing, you don't lie. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had called him and said, Jeff, I don't think Mom needs this, and he had said to me, well, Jerome, I think she does, and here is why. You know. And then you have a difference of opinion, and then you hash it out that way. But he lied. When you lie when you know you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what he, and I think right now I'm thinking we'll let him think he's getting away with it, but you and I make sure you don't take that drug, because you don't, nothing makes me think you need a mood disorder drug.
And that's this little yellow pill, right?
No. It's a pink pill that's been cut in half.
Do I have it at my house?
We just threw the next several days away, and you put them in the commode and you flush them.
All right, okay. But that was a pink pill.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. Okay. I'm going to try to show you.
Okay.
This is where I looked it up on the internet.
XR50.
Yep. And
I'm going to write that down in my book right here.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't even write it down. He may see that. We're going to just, you know, keep this between us.
Okay.
But, but it's a drug called, it has two different names. The brand name is Seroquel, and the real name is, or the generic name is Quetiapine.
Okay.
And it's for mood disorder.
I don't think I have mood disorder.
I think you get irritated and upset like everyone gets irritated and upset. But I don't, anyways. And if I thought you had a mood disorder, I would tell you. And I would say, I think you have a mood disorder, and I think this pill will help you. But if you don't have it, this drug could do a lot of harm. So
I am not going to take anything but what's in my pill. Let's see what's in my pill box. Okay, I have another one of these in my pill box. I need to take it out, don't I?
No, that's a good one, Mom. That's your blood pressure.
Okay.
So we've taken them out for the next few days, and then Jeff's going to come up at Christmas, and we'll let him think that they're still in your box, and then after he leaves on Christmas, we'll get the rest out of there.
Okay.
You know, because, and there are going to be some other changes, too. On Monday, I'm going to call an agency, a different agency, and she may still need to come out for a couple of days, but we're going to try to switch from Cheryl to someone else as quick as possible. And this person is going to stay a much shorter amount of time.
Good.
So, you know, that's one thing that's been irritating you, and it would irritate me, Mom. If somebody came and wanted to be in my house 5 hours on my Saturday off day, I would get irritated too. So I understand why you get irritated.
When will she be coming?
Well, we're going to start Monday, but next week is Christmas week, so it may take a few days to get it set up. But
okay.
But we're going to get it set up.
I'm going to put NP on my calendar. That means new person coming.
Well, I'm going to call Monday. It may take a couple of days, but so Cheryl may be coming a few more days, but it won't be much longer.
And Cheryl's just coming to give me my shot.
Yeah, and then we'll ask her to leave and.
Okay.
And I'll be, and we're gonna make sure it's taken care of. Don't you worry.
Jerome, it aggravates the shit out of me for Jeff to pull crap like this.
It does me too, Mom. And it's, you know, he lies to me all the time. Sometimes I catch him. Sometimes I just suspect he's lying. It was when you were.
God. You didn't take after him, thank God. Nothing about you is like him.
There was one, Lord, Mom, when you were in the hospital.
Yeah.
I had been in Europe, and I was coming back from Europe, and so I came straight to Georgia to be with you in the hospital. And Jeff said, well, get here as quick as you can, because I've got to go back to Atlanta. I've got patients I've got to see. Okay. So, I told my friend Dan Treadaway gave me a ride, and you know we just hurried because I was, you know, I understood Jeff needed to get back, and in fact by the time I got to the hospital he had already left.
Jeff had.
Yeah, but this is what a few minutes later Bill came in and he said, hey, yeah, Jeff's going to the football game tonight. So that's what he lied about.
Yeah. He don't mind telling a lie. No. They just roll off of his tongue.
Yeah, so.
He has no conscience.
I don't get that. And it's really sad for him because, I'm sure this is why none of his relationships work out, because he lies to his girlfriends and they catch him.
Yep.
And,
he does tell a lot of lies, and he always has, Jordan.
Yeah.
But now it's beginning to catch up with him some.
Well, we're not, you know, we're just going to keep a good eye out and make sure, you know, let him think he's getting away with it, but we're not going to let him get away with it.
So leave these pills in this box, but don't take you have to know what I'm taking.
Yeah, every day. I mean, we're going to let him come after Christmas, and then once he's gone, we're going to take the rest of them out of your tray.
Okay.
You know, and every time he'll come up and fill up your tray, as soon as he leaves, we're going to get on the phone and throw him out of there. You know, again, if I thought you needed this, Mom, if I would be honest, I would say, yeah, Mom, you're having trouble controlling your temper, and we need to do something. But right now, I'm not seeing that. And
no, but if he don't quit making me mad, I am going to have a bad control over my temper.
We're not going to get mad. We're going to get smart. And we're gonna, we're gonna outfox the fox.
See, I can't even tell Jeff that Dr. Douglas wants to look at my pill box before I take pills.
Yeah.
But you know, he would ask Dr. Douglas about it.
Yeah.
And I can't say that because Dr. Douglas hasn't said that.
Yeah. And anyways, we're gonna find out. We're gonna play it smart. We're gonna stay under the radar for a few days and figure some stuff out. Get Cheryl changed out. You know.
So you'll stop Cheryl from coming.
It's gonna take a few days to get it switched over, but we will, and very soon we're gonna have somebody coming out and for just a little bit to be with you for the meds, and then she's going to, it'll be a she probably, she will leave, you know, she won't be hanging out around your house 5 hours.
That was ridiculous, wasn't it? 5 hours?
Well, you know, we were playing it cautious. Right when you got out of the hospital, we didn't know how you were going to recover, and so I was glad at first that they were around to make sure that you were doing okay, since I couldn't be there, but now, you're doing good, you're recovering, and I don't think you need someone coming out 5 hours a day.
Jerome, I don't want Jeff messing with my pill box.
Well, we're gonna let him, if he weren't such a liar, Mom, I would confront him, but he's such a liar, he'll deny it, and he'll try to find a sneakier way to get it in.
That's right.
That we may not catch. So we're going to let him think he's getting away with it, but every time he touches your pillbox, we're going to go through it one by one and get rid of him.
Jerome, Bill thinks the world of him. He thinks everything he says is right. One of these days, Bill's going to catch him.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, and this is the truth, you can be sure your sins will find you out, and they will.
I'm just tore up because the Bible also says, honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah.
And that's one of the Ten Commandments. And
well, thank goodness Jeff is not your father.
No. He's my, no. And again, if this were something that he thought was, again, you know, you don't lie when you think you're doing the right thing. You defend yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And when I asked him about it, he made up some huge, crazy lie. And, you know, and that's just being, I don't know if it's being a liar or a coward. But
I know you don't think about your dad being that kind of person. But evidently, Jerome, he was. Because Laura, I think I've told you this, but Laura said... One day he came home from school, and it wasn't time for him to come home from school. And she asked him why he was home from school. And he said, well, the school burned down.
Yeah.
And of course the school didn't burn down. Book just came home and told that.
Yeah, but he was. But now he was a little boy then. As a man, as a grown man, did you know him to lie?
Mm-hmm. There was a grown man, he was a good person.
So he grew out of it, but Jeff hasn't grown out of it.
No, Jeff tells what he thinks would get him the most.
Yeah. So. But we're on to him, and we're going to be smart. We're going to outfox the fox. And, again, Mom, if I thought you needed this medication, I would be the first to raise my hand and have a heart-to-heart with you. But I don't, you know, I so
that's all of this medicine in this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're, yeah. I mean, you should be taking 4 pills a day. We know what those 4 are, and we know what they're doing for you, and I'm able to see those on your Kroger account, and we know that those are legitimate medicines that you need.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to tell you 4 pills that's in here, and you tell me which two to be thrown away.
No, no. We've already gone through and thrown away the ones for the next several days. And then Jeff is going to come up at Christmas, and he'll check it. So we're going to let him think that you're still on it. But as soon as he leaves on Christmas Eve, I mean, yeah, that night, we're going to go through and throw the rest of them out.
Jerome, isn't that something? I can't even trust him that's a doctor. I can't trust him enough to take the medicine that he puts in these boxes for me.
Again, when you're doing something right, you own up to it, you defend it when someone asks you about it,
yeah.
But you don't lie about it.
That's right.
You know, when you're doing the right thing, you don't need to lie. You know.
So I just don't need to take anything out of this box until you come in.
No. We've already taken, for the next few days, we've taken them all out, so you're going to be fine.
So this goes from the 1st to the 16th, and then it goes from there to the 20th, and I don't have any pills in those 4 boxes.
Yeah, you took those earlier this week, and then you and I just went through the next 5 days, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and there were 3 of them in there, and you have flushed them down the toilets.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I'm
going to
let you look in this box.
No, we've already done it, and we know everything is okay for now. So it's all good. We've done it already, Mom.
So I should have 4 pills in each box.
For the next 5 days, there are 4 pills in each box.
Okay, and today is the 20th.
Today's the 20th. So for boxes 21 through 25, we've taken out the pills that were in there that you don't need to take. So everything is good, and you can count on me, Mom, to tell you, you know, to be straight with you and tell you what is good for you to take. And so, and we're going to keep a close eye and monitor everything.
Okay, and I take pills in the morning.
You take them in the morning.
I started to say I might start taking them at nighttime, so I'll let you see what's in here before I take them.
Yeah, but
what do you think?
You know, let me think about it. We got a couple of days, but I think you'll take them in the morning still. But we're going to do it when you and I. You know, I always call you in the morning at 9, about 15 minutes before Cheryl comes out, and so I think we're going to do it together at right when I first call you. You can take your pills, you can take your sugar, and then when Cheryl comes, we can do the shot, and then she can leave.
So from Cheryl, I don't take any medicine, just the shot.
Just the shot, yeah. But yeah, I want you to, you should only take pills when I'm online to be with you, and we're going to go. No, in the mornings we do it, but we're going to do it together. I will always be on the line with you.
Okay.
And,
I'm taking Robitussin for my cough. Do you think it's going to help?
Yeah, that's the sugar-free that you're taking. And that's the one. You were taking some that wasn't sugar-free, but your sugar has been running high. In fact, it's about time to check your sugar this evening. Let's see how it's doing. Do you mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Lord, no, you're helping me.
Okay.
So I'm checking my sugar, right?
Yeah, check your sugar, please. All right, it's that little black thing.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's going to be somewhere around on your couch, around there.
This is not it, is it?
No, that's your magnifying glass. Yeah, checking your sugar.
Contour strip.
The strip will go into the meter, and then you need that little black, it's called a lancet, that sticks your finger. It's usually sitting on the couch close to your book, so just take your time. We're not in a hurry. There's no need to hurry. And my name isn't Paul Bishop. I don't get in a hurry.
Okay.
I have some patience like he didn't.
Stick my finger and check it again and see it again.
Okay.
Coming got that strip in here. Now, am I doing it right? I'm going to stick my finger and get blood on this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
It's been running very high the last few days, and that's. But you went for a walk, so we're going to hope it's around 260 or lower.
It ain't.
And what is it?
348.
Yeah, that's. Well, it'll be going down tonight. You don't need to eat anything today. Anything. You don't need to eat any toast or anything.
Today is the 20th. And it's 340, sugar's 340. This morning my sugar was 315, Jerome, at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And tonight it's 349.
Yep, that's kind of high, and but you've been sick, and so, you know, we may need to talk to your doctor about increasing your insulin or something, but we're going to...
Okay, Mom, why don't you want to write? Sugar is 349 at 822.
And this morning, what did you say it was? 303?
315 at 9 a.m.
315, all right.
So and then tonight it is 349.
Okay.
At 822 p.m.
It's been running high all week, but you've been sick and but depending on how it does the next couple of days, we may need to get you to the doctor soon, Mom.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this pill box, just set it back on the Oregon.
Yeah, and
don't take anything out of it, right?
No, we've taken care of, we've thrown away what you don't need to take, and so what's left is what you need to take, so don't worry. I'm gonna stay on top of this. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Just put it back on your organ. And you and I are gonna we're gonna keep this between us for now.
Yeah.
And hey, would love to, now that we're all done with checking the sugar, let me see that pretty face one again.
Well, I'll have to go get a picture and bring it.
hardly.
Hey, now, Jerome, this little yellow pill that's laying on my sofa, Is it to be thrown away?
Show it to me. I can't see it, Mom.
Let's see. I'm going to turn you this away.
Okay.
See this little pip?
Yeah, that's your blood pressure medication. It must have come out of one of the other boxes. So
okay, we'll put it back in a box up here.
Yeah, put it, maybe double check boxes 21 through 25 and see if any one of those are missing that pill.
All right.
Okay, you can put it in 24 then.
Okay. Okie doke. Put that back up here. I got some cough drops, Ricola.
But those have sugar, so don't take those, Mom.
I'm not going to. I was just going to show you and ask you about them. Natural herb cough drops.
Yeah, but they're gonna have sugar in them.
Yeah, from Switzerland, okay. Yeah. So I need to just get these out of here. I don't need to have them in here where I'll pick one up and stick it in the mess.
If I were you, I would go ahead and throw them, put them in the trash, because
okay,
your sugar's been running so high and you don't need to risk it.
That could be part of it.
It could be. I'm coming off the flu, that's why I still have a little bit of a cough, but it's almost over.
Okay, you want me to do anything else tonight?
Just show me that pretty face so we can have a couple of minutes to laugh and we're gonna keep this between us for now. And we're gonna make sure you don't take anything you don't need, so.
That's right. I'm even gonna put this box with these pills in it, Jerome, out of here when I know Jeff is coming.
Well, I wouldn't even do that, Mom, because he might get suspicious and try to do something even sneakier. So let's outfox the fox. Let him think he's getting away with something, but we're gonna go after he leaves every time. We're gonna go through it and make sure it's okay.
Okay.
So.
There's something else.
It is, but you know, you can choose to be unethical, but he doesn't. But you and I can choose to not let it get us down. We're not, you know, he's been that way a long time. There's nothing we can do to change it. We're just not going to let him get to us.
Does he still work at the pharmacy on Saturdays sometimes?
I don't think so. I think he's just, you know. But, you know, Mom, he does, you know, he's done, sometimes he will slip up and tell me some things he does that I don't think are ethical. And sometimes he'll slip up and I'll catch him in a lie. And, you know, he's just always going to be like this. And so... And it's not worth us getting upset over, but we're just not going to let him get to us.
But you know, it bothers me, Jerome. He's a man, and you know that they always say if you're not as good as your word.
Yep. But you know,
he's not as good as his word.
No, but he. When you're 18, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bill just thinks the world of him. If Jeff said it, it's right. He's gonna tell Bill something one day, and Bill's gonna find out it ain't nowhere near the truth.
Yeah.
And he's gonna catch his own tail in the trap.
Yeah. And I've tried to cut Jeff as much slack as I can. I know he has patience, and when he says he's going to be there at a certain time and he shows up 2 and 3 hours late, I try to cut him slack and give him the benefit of the doubt, but You can only do that so many times before, you know, fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed.
The anger that you took after your dad. I'm serious, Jerome.
But we're gonna we're gonna keep an eye on this, and And again, if I thought you needed something, I would be the first to tell you and defend it. But
oh yeah, and I would trust you with anything that you told me. And know that that's what I needed to do.
But, yeah, but let's. So we'll keep this between us for now, and make sure you're not getting any junk you don't need. And we're going, like I said, we're going to outfox that fox.
One good thing about it, Jerome, is, you know, he'll say he's going to come, and he's probably not going to come.
Yeah.
He does that a lot. And he don't call back to say, you know, well, something came up and I can't make it today.
Yeah.
You just can't trust him when he tells you something.
Yeah. And, no, absolutely. And, you know, this is serious. This is, I'm still shocked, but then I don't need to be because I've caught him in enough lies before this time. So, yeah.
About my medicine?
No, about other stupid shit that he lies about.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just, you know, and just pray for him to, for God to open his heart and to,
open his eyes to tell the truth. Because, Jerome, when you can't believe what some, if a person is not as good as their word.
Yeah.
You know, you can't believe nothing they tell you.
Yeah, that's, you know. My first thought was to call him up and cuss him out, and I thought, but he's just gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
And it's not worth me getting upset about, because it's, you know, he's almost 60, Mom. He's not gonna change, and God could change him, and I'll pray for God to change him. I'll pray for God to.
I will too, Jerome. It says where two or more are joined together.
Yeah.
And agree, and we're going to agree. Put your hand up here, and we're going to hold hands.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I bring this to you, Father. I pray, Father, that you will stop Jeff from telling lies. I don't even know how to ask you to do this, Father. But please stop him from telling the lies. Please let him be a man of his words. Let people know that they can trust him when he tells them something. Not just, oh, that's what he said, and that's probably not going to happen. Father, please take care of this. Please, please, please stop Jeff from lying. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yeah, we can stop him from, we're not going to let him do anything to you, but, you know, he's got to answer for his own soul at the, when he goes for judgment day.
That's right.
We all have to.
That's right.
And,
have you had anything to eat?
No, I'm still at the office. I'm going to leave in a little bit.
Okay.
And,
well, there is a 4-hour difference time?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we're not going to let this get us upset. We're just going to outsmart, and we're going to be smart, and we're going to watch everything, and yeah.
But Jerome, you know, like the medicine stuff, I don't want him messing around with stuff like that. I could get really sick over something like that.
That's why we're going to double check behind him every time.
Okay.
And it's. Yeah, again. If,
have I picked up anything in the last day or so from him?
No, don't
okay.
worry. Don't worry. We're going to, you know, from now on, you're going to take your pills when it's just you and me. And before anyone else is there, you're going to show me exactly what's in your hand, and I'll tell you what each one is for. And then you'll take them.
I think I'm going to get them off of the Oregon too, Jerome, and not let them sit out in here in the open.
You know what? That's fine, because we're going to You know, we're not going to change it. We're not going to tip off our hand that we're on to him. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because then he may try to get even sneakier and we may not know about it.
Robert, you know what? You could really, really make me sick with this medicine thing.
I'm scratching my head why someone would do something like this. But again, if this is something he thinks you need, he needs to. He doesn't need to lie about it.
No.
But he's chosen to go down this path, and
I'm gonna pray about Jeff tonight, Father. I mean, Jerome, and I'm gonna ask God to please don't let Jeff give any wrong information out to me or anyone else he's talking about medicine to. Not to let him give any wrong medicine out to me or anyone else. That could be a danger to their health. That could be a life or death thing.
Yeah, and just like the Lord's Prayer says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
That, you know, that's the line that we forget sometimes, isn't it, Jerome?
Yeah.
That deliver us from evil. And you don't think about a son or a brother being an evil person, but they certainly can be.
Yeah, and yep. And but we're just we're on anyways. But I'm glad that I'm fixing my phone, so give me just one quick second. The battery's about to die, so I'm going to plug it up and charge it for about five minutes while we chat.
Okay.
But my cord is all twisted.
I'm at your house.
You're at my office.
Oh, I'm at your office. Okay.
I haven't left yet. I'm going to be going home in a little bit and start the weekend. All right.
Yay. Mm. Lord, I'm glad I got you, Jerome.
Well, and I mean, I hate that. I don't, again, I don't know what makes someone lie. I don't know, you know, but that's
I don't know either.
But I think they're their own worst enemy for doing it, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, because people get to know them, they know they lie. They don't believe nothing they tell them.
Yeah, you know, I know that when he had the affair, I mean, he's told me that. He's told me that when he, when he's ready to break up with one of his girls, he can't bring himself to tell them the truth that he's no longer happy with them. So he'll start doing bad things so that they'll break up with him. And you know,
serve him right if everyone that he ever tried to date would break up with him.
No, he had the affair with while he was married to Susan, and
yeah.
Anyways, you know, there's a core of goodness in Jeff, and I just hope that core of goodness can prevail and guide him. I don't, and just we will just put it in God's hands, and
yeah.
In the meantime, watch our backs.
Yes, but I'm gonna pray about him tonight, and I'm gonna pray that God will. Every time he tells a lie instead of telling the truth about something to him, that God will remind him immediately.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
But we'll, for now, let's keep it between us. I would say don't tell Bill, because Bill might.
Bill adores him. Bill thinks he can't do no wrong.
And he might tell something to Jeff, and I don't want it to get back to Jeff. We're just going to.
No.
Watch our backs and make sure that he does, you know, and make sure you're only taking what you need and you're not taking any junk.
And Jerome, even before, if he calls in a prescription to the pharmacy at Kroger, I won't take it unless the pharmacy tells me what it is.
Yeah.
And why I'm on it.
But yeah, that's, you know, you can look up any pill online now and you can double check and find out exactly what it does and all that. That's how I double check this one. That's why I, you know, that's why I know I caught him in the lie. And so.
You know, Jerome, looks like he would love me enough that he wanted to make sure I was taking the right things. That, you know. But I don't guess, he's not a man like I know.
know, it's I think it's a misguided kind of love, but you know, he thinks he knows better than anyone else about what you need, and he's going to lie, you know, rather than tell the truth. But you know, you've told me for years and years how much he you know, he lies, and I've tried to defend him. I've tried to stay out of it, and but this one takes the cake. But we're gonna watch our backs. We're gonna outfox that fox, and sure would love to see your face for a few more minutes before I get off. Then I'm just looking at the ceiling the whole time.
It's a nice ceiling up there.
How would you like to stare at my ceiling the whole time?
Well, I'd rather look at you.
That's how I feel about looking
okay.
at you. But I love you, Mom, and I love the time we spend together, and
I
love all the laughter, and yeah, we're gonna have lots of good times.
Sometimes, Jerome, and I don't know when and I don't know where, but sometimes we might take another vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And we might go to Europe, somewhere in Europe. So if there's a place that you like over there, mm-hmm. or a place that you've never been that you'd like to go see, just give it some thought, and we might just take a vacation.
Absolutely.
And go on about 8 or 10 days.
I thought you were going to say years. We come back after 8 or 10 years, we'll come back from Europe and you'll be going wee wee.
Wee wee.
You'll have forgotten how to speak English.
I know. I remember wee wee.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like pee pee to me.
it just means yes. It's the French word for yes, is
wee.
Oui.
What's the no word for French?
It's almost like English, but they say it through their nose. They go, non.
Non.
Okay, that's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oui, non.
Oui, non. Go get you something to eat. Get you some rest.
Yeah, we're going to talk about 2-3 more minutes, and then I will do that. And
okay.
I got to let my phone charge up. It's before I head home.
Okay, you might
want
to use that thing on the way home.
Yeah, it's at 27%, so I'm going to let it get up to 40, so I'll have enough battery to get home on.
You can still walk out in your front yard and look up the hill to your office.
No, that was where I used to live in Los Angeles.
Okay.
But out here, I live about 12 miles from my office, so my eyes aren't that good.
Yeah, I should have known that, because you either skateboard or bike or something.
I skateboard, yeah. I skateboard and take the train to get
you
up.
You like to skateboard, don't you?
I do. It's it's never not fun. It's, you know, no matter, even just, you know, it makes going to work, you don't mind going to work because you're going to get the skateboard to work.
Skateboard.
That would be like if you went and got a job at Pet Bakery again and you rode a Flexi every day to work.
Oh, listen, I really liked Pet Bakery.
Yeah.
I worked for Ryder Truck Line.
Yeah.
My battery's 10%, Jerome. It's getting low.
Well, but you're right there by your plug. So we'll talk about 2 more minutes, then I'll let you go.
Okay, and I'll just go ahead and plug this in and let it start to charge.
Well, that's smart.
And just leave it plugged in all night, Jerome.
Oh yeah, you can. That's how most people do it. They just charge them at night.
Okay.
And then when you get out of bed, your iPads can get out of bed too and get unplugged.
Good.
I see the menorah behind you.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
And also, there's a cowboy with Joseph and Mary and the babies.
Yeah. Hey, we're 5 days until Christmas, so. So, what is this? So 2019 years ago, Mary was very, very pregnant. They were
on her way on the camel.
Yeah, and when they got to where they were going, there was no more room left in the inn, and they wound up sleeping in the stable.
Yeah, Jesus, baby Jesus. When he was born, he was laid in a stable.
Yeah. back then, the stable was kind of like the garage is now. That's where you kept the horses, which was your transportation. So for nowadays, that would be like going to a hotel and then saying, well, we don't have any more rooms, but you can sleep out. You and your pregnant wife can sleep out in the garage.
Well, buddy, if a woman's fixing to have a baby, she'll lay down and sleep into it. That's painful when that starts.
I guess so. I would never know that, you know, but...
The only way I knew that was when you were being born. I wanted to stay awake for just till maybe you started to be born or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, you know, are you sure, Dad? You want us to give you a shot? And I said, no, not right now. Drew, about that time I had a pain where the baby's head was coming out.
Yeah.
I said, you can give me a shot. You can give me a shot.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mom.
No, don't be. I wouldn't take nothing in the world to the little blonde-headed
boy. Now, Grandmother Bishop told me something that I always thought was funny. She said that Granddaddy, I guess, had a what do you call it when you have to pass a kidney stone? He had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
And the doctor said. And she went with him to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, this is the worst. This pain is worse than childbirth. And grandmother said, well, I thought to myself, you dumb old man, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And she said, but then years later, she got a kidney stone, and that dumb old man was right, that it's, that passing a kidney stone hurts worse than childbirth. And she would know, you know, because back when she had you kids, they didn't have the kind of doctoring they did.
No,
so.
They didn't. Everybody had a natural.
Yeah, with all the pain that went with it.
Yeah. Sure knows. You're coughing on your end, I'm coughing on my end. We need to get together on this song.
We need to find someone who'll give us a dollar a cough, then we'd have a lot of money.
I wish we could find somebody that we could trick them into doing that, but I don't think we can.
Maybe we'll put an ad in the paper and say, you know, call for a looking for sponsor. I charge $1 per cough. Well, it's getting close to your bedtime and close for me to catch a ride home, so I won't.
Okay.
But
is your ride on the skateboard?
Not tonight. I got to change a belt on my skateboard before I can ride it, so I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. But for tonight, I'm just going to take the subway, and then I'll take a little taxi from the subway station on home.
I love you, hon. Be careful.
I love you, too. And we're going to keep this between us about the medicine tray.
Absolutely, but I'm not taking nothing else.
And we're gonna change the procedure a little bit. You're gonna, when I call you in the mornings, you're gonna take it when just you and I are on the phone, and we're gonna make sure you're just taking the medicines you need and no extra junk in there at all.
Thank you.
And but keep this with us. We're not gonna talk to Bill and Betty about it. We're not, you know.
Nobody.
And
I can't trust nobody. You know, everybody thinks Bill's wonderful.
Yeah.
And they would just tell him anything. Well, he's not.
Yeah, and so we don't want them to
I would cut down on my going down there anyways, Jerome.
Well, like you say, Jeff's, he's good at pulling the wool over people's eyes. And.
Oh, real good. They want to trust him. They want to.
You know, we're just going to watch our backs, and we're not going to stress out. We're not going to cause any drama, but we're just going to watch our backs.
Gonna, yeah. We're just, if he gives me pills tonight, I think I'll, do I need to go ahead and throw away all those?
No. Most of those you need, Mom. But and so, you take him in the morning, and I'm going to be on, and I'm going to be on the phone or online with you every time, and we're going to double check him every time.
Okay.
And it's just going to be, you know, we're going to make sure that nothing is being snuck in there.
Okay. But, I love you. I think you're wonderful. I trust you, and I'm glad you're my friend.
But you know, he just told me this big lie. You know, when I, because you told me the pills had come in. And I called Jeff and I said, Jeff, did you send this to Mom? No, it was a mistake. I called Ann Childers, and Ann Childers apologized and said, no, it was supposed to go to a different Miss Carney, and it was her mistake, and she's so sorry. So he's lied about Ann Childers. He's lied, you know. So anyway.
Now the pills that on the organ, am I supposed to take those?
Absolutely, and if you have a question, you call me at any time. We took out the bad ones. We took out the junk ones, so don't worry.
Okay, so it's just good pills in there now. Let me count, see how many is it. Just one little box.
Yeah, we took it out for the next 5 days, and for the next 5 days, there will be four in each box. Yeah, we're going to do it together, you and me, every time. So.
I love you. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, we're going to.
And Jerome, let's pray for God to stop Jeff from killing us.
Absolutely. I love my brother. I want him to be a good and happy and a righteous man. And.
But you know, Jerome, being important to him is more important than taking good care of his patients.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, and that must be a miserable way to live, to need to be important that much.
Yeah.
And to be dishonest, that must just be a miserable way to live.
Yeah. But, well, you go get some rest, and I'll go to bed.
You do too, and I'll be calling you about a little before 9 in the morning, and we will, and if you
and
have...
Cheryl's coming out.
Well, Bill will come out in the morning. Yeah, so
okay.
I love you, Mom, and you can call me anytime, day or night.
I love you too.
Good night.